From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused former FBI Director James Comey of ruining former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's life while profiting financially at Flynn's expense with a newly published book.
The memos had already been seen by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and select members of Congress before the Justice Department released them to Congress on Thursday. Comey previously said he began keeping the memos early on in the Trump administration because of the tone of his meetings with the president and other administration figures. Comey wrote that during a private White House dinner in January of last year, Trump asked him for his loyalty while also expressing concern about then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's judgment. Tim McGuire, Washington.
To mark the anniversary of the Columbine Massacre in 1999, where two school students went through the halls of their school, killing others and eventually themselves, students from the February 14th mass shooting of this year helped organize national protest. The Parkland, Florida massacre triggered a national grassroots campaign for more restrictive gun control laws that include recent marches in Washington and in other cities and towns throughout the United States. Students from more than 2,600 high schools and other institutions across the country walked out of the class. The UN Refugee Agency reports a first group of 53 Sudanese refugees living in Chad has returned to the homes they fled in North Darfur more than a decade ago. The UN Refugee Agency says it hopes this first repatriation of Sudanese refugees will trigger the voluntary return of thousands more. The war killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ahead of upcoming meetings between U.S. President Donald Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, Moon says that North Korea is not imposing conditions on the summits.
Moon met with South Korean media executives in Seoul Thursday to discuss the upcoming summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He told the executives the North Koreans have not attached any conditions to the talks that the U.S. cannot accept, including the withdrawal of American troops from South Korea. He also indicated that North Korea was open to discussing ending its nuclear program. Moon said the dialogue between the two Koreas must continue after the April 27 summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the North Korea-U.S. summit, for which no date has been set. The two Koreas opened a hotline telephone connection between their leaders Friday, a week before the summit between Kim and Moon in the demilitarized zone. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
A Reuters source says that some rebels from the Damascus suburbs will be evacuated to eastern Syria as President Bashar al-Assad accelerates efforts on the remaining holdouts. Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A Reuters source familiar with negotiations between the insurgents and government said some fighters will be transported out. Some will go to eastern Syria, where Islamic State still holds some territory, and others to rebel enclaves in the northwest. One thing that is clear, those missile and airstrikes by Britain, France, and the United States against Assad last Saturday have had no effect in stopping him from accelerating efforts against the last rebel holdouts. Meanwhile, the international inspectors sent to investigate the suspected chemical attack that triggered the Western counterstrike are still yet to reach the site.
A roadside bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province Friday killed at least five civilians, wounded more than 10 others. The victims were traveling to a district from the provincial capital of Jalalabad when their passenger vehicle struck the bomb. Taliban insurgents and militants linked to the Afghan branch of the Islamic State terrorist group operate in Haskamina and several other districts in Nangarhar. That province borders Pakistan. A Zimbabwean parliamentary committee is summoning former leader Robert Mugabe to explain past comments on alleged diamond looting. It's the first time a public institution has called on him to account for such claims made during his 37-year rule. He resigned in November following a military intervention and extraordinary public demonstration, or several demonstrations, and it has said $15 billion worth of diamonds were looted from fields in the country's east. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.